This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I don't know if we can really talk about this. We might get banned for just this topic alone. I can't lie. And right now, the US dollar, what's happening there?
So over the last couple of years, the US dollar has gone on a printing spree whereby half of the dollars that are currently in circulation were printed over the last 72 months.
That's a half the dollars that have ever existed.
Yeah, and the reason that this is an issue is because the devaluation of the currency is the next step in order to make sure that the United States crumbles. The reason the United States today has such a force when it comes to their opinion and why their opinion is regarded so highly, it's not because their opinion is right or because their opinion is the best. It's because if you don't listen to what they say, what happens? They sanction your money. They sanction your ability to do commerce. They fuck you up financially. So all these countries that are now part of BRICS that are now moving away from their dependence of the dollar are doing it for one single reason. They do not want the weaponization of finance, right? So you have India, you have China, you have Russia, you have South Africa. Now you have Saudi Arabia. They're just putting the middle finger up to America and being like, all right, you don't let us do what we want to do. Fuck it. We'll compete. So now what you're seeing with the US dollar is a lot of internal wars happening, a lot of these policies that are taking place. You can imagine, you can best believe that it's a lot of foreign powers involved in the decision making to destroy America from within. And like every other nation, like any other empire, they all have seasons, right? But if you look at the Roman Empire, brother, the season in which the Empire of Rome began to fall was the season when they began to print more coins with metal than with gold. Because back in the day, what they would do is they would have their gold coins and their silver coins, and that's what they would use for measurements. Yeah. But what would happen if there wasn't enough gold coming in circulation or not enough silver? They would dilute it with metal or iron ore.
Oh.
So they were diluting and causing what? Inflation.
And that's what's happening with the money. They're printing more.
Exactly.
And more.
So they did the exact same thing. So as the resources became scarce, they introduced artificial inflation to what? Bring in more liquidity, but the liquidity was backed by nothing. So now the Roman Empire has these coins that are supposed to represent gold and silver, but are actually iron ore or metal. And as soon as that took place, the devaluation happened. Rome fell. So we're facing that stage. I don't know how long it goes. I don't know what that means, because
you think the dollar is going to crumble?
Yes and no. It's a tough conversation. It's a tough conversation because the United States is the military superpower of the world. They can bully their way to the top at any cost, and they're willing to do it. I mean, look at how they treated the entire situation with Gaddafi, right? Gaddafi wanted to introduce the gold dinar, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, his own currency, right?
And basically he wanted to create a Pan-African currency that was backed by gold, which meant that now the African countries would not have to be dependent on central banks for a currency. The United States comes in and says, hey, in the name of democracy and freedom, like, let me come in. And a few years later, that currency is not in circulation anymore. So once you start playing with the monetary supply and you start playing the finance game, it's quite the mafia. It's are willing to cut heads for that.
Do you think this was like a planned attack from other nations?
Warfare is taking place at all times. There is a saying by Sun Tzu in The Art of War. He says, the art of war is the art of deception. He doesn't say it's the art of fighting. He says it's the art of deception. So if you want to conquer a nation, it's the easiest way to conquer a nation is without any casualties, both financial and in human capital and resource, because it's very expensive to what? To rebuild those things. So what happens? Now you're in a situation where it's easier to deceive people from within and collapse something from within than to destroy it, because it requires too many resources. What do you think people are actually going to be out here dropping nuclear bombs, dude? Like, come on, get woke. Nobody's going to be dropping nuclear bombs.
You don't think there'll be another world war?
Yes, but world wars are now played on the financial level, like sanctions.
Yeah.
They're played on the bio warfare zone.
Yeah.
They're played on the digital warfare zone. So it's no longer guns and bullets that are the only way to control the narrative of the world. We stopped the entire world with the power of social media, dude.
Yeah.
Social media spread one very single message and the world shut down for 3 years. If you didn't have social media, how could you spread that message that quickly, that viral? You can't, right? So there's a lot of mechanisms nowadays that warfare is transmitted through, whether it's food, music, right? When you would go and siege a different country and you would go and attack another country, you would want to poison two things. What? The food supply and the water supply. You don't think your food is poisoned? You don't think your water is poisoned? Go do some research.
Yeah.
It is, right? And if you don't think that there's other countries out here, like the rest of civilization, always and forever trying to take over the land of another person, then you haven't picked up a history book, dude.
You think
there's always another person trying to take over.
You think someone else is poisoning the other people's water?
Brother, or? I think people would do whatever the fuck they want in order to cover their own backs, and they're willing to compromise everybody else on the way. Whether it's the water supply, whether it's the food. Like, you look at the Food and Drug Association, which is the FDA, and they approve Skittles, for example. And you look at Skittles, it has an ingredient called Red 40. Red 40 is a known carcinogen. And they still push it through the food system. Why? Because if you keep your people weak and stupid, then they cannot fight. Of course. Why would you want people intelligent?
You were talking about the money thing, right? Do you not think the bigger picture? I want to talk about crypto, because crypto's come around. People are saying the new money is going to be crypto. I don't know. I have this crazy theory.
Tell me.
That the governments are actually trying to push crypto and they are self-collapsing. So people put their money into crypto, and crypto becomes a savior of all currencies, and that way they can actually control all the money in the world.
I mean, yeah, if you look at...
I think crypto could be one of the biggest schemes there is.
I wouldn't doubt it. I think that there's a very plausible thesis for that, and I think that only being dependent on the digital world, when you're... access to the internet is dependent on literally the government turning on a switch or turning it off, then you might start questioning whether you want to live in the digital world as your absolute medium of transacting with people.
Because there's already countries that chip humans, I've heard.
Of course, dude.
I don't know. Is that a thing? I heard there's like a country that test ran it, like where they had chipped a couple hundred people.
Yeah.
And I feel like with crypto, if everything you have, like if your money is online and everything...
If your money's online, if your credit score is online, if your social media is connected to your identification, all they have to do is make sure, okay, did Mo just write a tweet here that goes against what we our narrative? Okay, perfect. Freeze his money. Okay, Mo's... traveling too much. He traveled more than 6 times this year. Make sure his money's only programmed to be able to be spent in Dubai. Click. You don't think that's coming? That's coming very fucking soon. So I think you have a good thesis there, brother, that crypto is the Trojan horse of false freedom. This idea of cash, you know, being bad.
Yeah.
Cash is the only way that you can maintain and move yourself in a way that is untraced. So the blockchain is traceable. The blockchain is transparent. There's nothing wrong with the blockchain, but if you're dependent on an internet connection in order to transact, the moment that internet connection is cut off, you're fucked and you can't be always dependent on it.